What's happening? As I go through people's websites, I see a common problem. And it's so common that I just want to take a few moments, bring it to your attention so you don't repeat the same mistake. Now, there's a place and a time for pattern interrupting. A pattern interrupt, like I explained in episode 332, a little dyslexic moment there for you. In episode 322, I talked to you about the blue Speedo, and I talked to you about my most embarrassing story, but how it breaks down into a marketing lesson around pattern interrupts and attention hacking. And a great marketer knows when and where to attention hack and pattern interrupt. So let me just talk about what a pattern interrupt is, and then let me tell you about the most common mistake that I see as I'm going through people's websites. Aight, let's do this.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
A pattern interrupt is like when you're on Facebook and you're going through that feed. And that feed brings you from top to bottom and you're like sliding down. You're like, oh, cool, they're on vacation. It's his 40th birthday, right on, looking good. And then you go down and you're like, dude's dating that girl. And you're just kind of feeding your way down, right? Then something happens in that flow from top to bottom, that natural slide with your fingers up the screen. And that's like, it interrupts your pattern. It's like a piece of content that's a little jarring. It's visually stimulating. And all of a sudden, you stop in your tracks. You hit the e-brake. And now you're there. And your pattern of gliding with your fingers from bottom of your screen to top of the screen on your mobile device just got, what? Say it with me, interrupted. Okay? It's a pattern interrupt. Now, there's a lot of different examples of pattern interrupts. It could happen on your computer. A pattern interrupt could be something that disrupts the flow of the content, okay? Now, this is where you've got to be very cautious. Like on the internet, on social, where you're trying to get discovered, pattern interrupts are brilliant. Do them. Grab their attention, move them to your required destination, which is often, most often, but not always, but commonly, if you want to get great results, like a customer journey page. Now, what about the big problem that I see? Businesses, knowingly or unknowingly, often create pattern interrupts on their website. Those pattern interrupts give the viewer the moment as they're visiting the website, the opportunity to do something else or increases confusion. So what are some pattern interrupts on a website? Could be a slider, a carousel image at the top that like slides the latest thing you're promoting. But what you're really doing is you're interrupting what that person came to the website for. And if you create multiple carousel images, what you're doing is you're disrupting their logical flow. You're creating detours and confusion in the mind of the person that you just successfully moved from one zone, like zone one, where they discovered you on social, to the second zone, your website. So what's the big lesson, the big takeaway that you should be using? When you get somebody to your website, simplify the confusion. Remember what the great Donald Miller says. We are drawn to clarity and away from confusion. And if you confuse, you lose. So when you get people to your website, the reason I'm always preaching send them to a journey page is because most homepages have too many competing interests, too many navigational options, too many buttons to click on, and they also have this carousel image that every 5 seconds interrupts their brain, their thought logic sequence, and before you know it, you've now lost the lead that you tried so hard and you did so well in zone one to move them over to zone two. So when they come to zone two, your website, send them to a journey page, simplify it, remove confusion, remove options, meaning navigational options or choose your own adventure journeys. Like, don't do that stuff. send a specific person to a specific landing page, and you will discover that if you can simplify that path, they will go through the path down the rabbit hole journey, which, you know, like John Mayer says, gravity always wants to bring me down, right? Use the John Mayer lesson and follow, pull them down that rabbit hole with gravity, not left to right options, right to left, slide here, slide that, have this pop up. Pop-ups are pattern interrupts. Like, how many times do I go to a website and I'm looking for something and I get on the website and within 5 seconds, pattern interrupt pop-up happens where it's like, get 10% off. 10% off? I don't even know if I want what you're selling yet, right? So be very conscious of what you're dropping onto the website. And yeah, it's kind of cool to be like, dude, get in my email blast. But if you just lost a lead because you tried to get them into your email blast and you pattern interrupted them on your website, you just shot yourself in the foot. Bang, bang. Simplify, remove confusion, allow them to understand, and use the least amount of text possible. And now you know. You shouldn't pattern interrupt on your own website. You shouldn't use carousel images or sliders. You shouldn't use, in most cases, background video. Do you know what background video is? It's like you get onto a website and you're looking for information and they're showing you all this background stuff and the text is in the front and you got to read the text above and the background is like people are doing stuff and they're having fun. Like that right there might look good. Your graphic designer might get all excited over it, but your graphic designer is not in the business of simplifying and eliminating confusion. They're in the business of making things look amazing. And amazing things often don't convert. They're beautiful and they're stimulating to the eye, but this is really about when you get somebody on your website, simplify, eliminate confusion, bring them through your path, and optimize the flow to the magic word of yes. Now, if you want to learn how to sell remotely in this new world, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you. It is my gift to you as a follower of the Toddcast, and you can access it at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales, and in there, I'll give some of my best strategies. Boom. Have a great week. Thank you for this episode. By the way, the docket for episodes that are coming up next will blow your friggin' mind. So stay tuned as I continue to bring you along this journey to using the power of video like a friggin' master to sell remotely in this new world. Peace.